Hey, y'all.
I'm Harry Connick Jr.
It's Kayla Reeves from Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
We're the Force MDs, and we wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
I'm Billy Squire.
This is Anna Wilson, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This episode is a bit of a follow-up to the previous episode, which was about Christmas music from non-Christmas movies. I missed one. I probably missed more than one, but this was kind of a big one, one that really catapulted an amazing artist to the top of the charts. The movie was When Harry Met Sally, and the artist is Harry Connick Jr. The soundtrack to When Harry Met Sally wasn't Harry's first album. He'd actually released his first album back in 1977 when he was 10. Yes, you heard that right. 10. At the time, he was studying with two legends, Ellis Marsalis and James Booker. He recorded a live album with the New Orleans Dixieland Band. The album was called Dixieland Plus, and he followed it up with a second instrumental album called Pure Dixieland, though the very young Harry Connick Jr. did perform vocals on one track, Dr. Jazz. It was almost 10 years later that another Harry Connick Jr. album finally came out. This was also instrumental, and it was his first album after signing with Columbia Records. This one was simply called Harry Connick Jr., and it came out in 1987, when he was 19. A year later, he released the album 20, and this one featured Harry's vocals on about half the songs, including Imagination and Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans. Then came When Harry Met Sally. Bobby Colomby, the drummer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, was a friend of Rob Reiner's. He recommended Harry Connick Jr. for the soundtrack to Rob's new movie. When Reiner listened to the tape Colomby gave him, he was struck by how Connick sounded like a young Frank Sinatra. And the soundtrack became Harry Connick Jr.'s next album. It would go on to hit number one on Billboard's jazz charts, get certified as double platinum, and give Harry his first Grammy Award for Best Jazz Male Vocal Performance. The lone Christmas track on that album was Harry's version of Winter Wonderland, which was his first recorded performance of a Christmas song, and which is why he should have been mentioned on the previous episode. Curiously, while his music is heard throughout much of the film, the Christmas songs in the actual movie weren't by him. Those were Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Bing Crosby and Winter Wonderland performed by Ray Charles. But the official soundtrack gives us the Christmas song from Harry, which is why it should have been mentioned on the previous podcast episode about Christmas songs from non-Christmas movies. And since I'm talking about Harry Connick Jr., I might as well go ahead and run through his other Christmas music contributions, at least the other ones that he's released so far. The success of the When Harry Met Sally soundtrack made everyone very aware of Harry Connick Jr., and three of his next four albums all went to number one on Billboard's jazz chart. The next year, he recorded a version of This Christmas with Branford Marsalis, which appeared on the compilation A Jazzy Wonderland. Then, in 1993, he released his first Christmas album, When My Heart Finds Christmas. That went triple platinum and was the best-selling Christmas album of 1993. That same year, Harry had a Christmas special on CBS where he performed many of the songs from his album, along with a duet on the Christmas song with Aaron Neville. In 1999, Harry recorded a version of Silver Bells for the compilation And So This Is Christmas, which I think was a Target exclusive, but I'm not sure. In 2003, he released his second Christmas album, Harry for the Holidays, another number one in the jazz album charts, and it hit number 12 on Billboard's Top 200 album chart. There's a special dual disc version where one side was the CD and the other side was a DVD. And the DVD side contains 6 performances along with a trailer for The Happy Elf. A Harry for the Holidays television special aired on NBC, coming out on DVD a year later. Special featured Whoopi Goldberg, Nathan Lane, and Mark Anthony. One of the highlights on this album, at least as far as Harry was concerned, was a duet he got to do with country music legend George Jones on the song Nothing New for New Year. 5 years later, Harry released his next Christmas album, What a Night, earning another number one spot on Billboard's jazz album chart. There are a few different versions of this album. Standard version included 15 tracks, while the version on iTunes added Auld Lang Syne. Barnes & Noble had a version with 3 extra songs, Deck the Halls, Christmas Time is Here, and Oh Christmas Tree. And some versions offered a bonus DVD, which included performances of It Must Have Been Old Santa Claus, I Pray on Christmas, and The Happy Elf. In 2011, Harry released the 4th volume of his Conic on Piano series, and this particular volume was called The Happy Elf, featuring instrumental versions of songs from The Happy Elf special, hence Conic on Piano. The album opens with a 10-minute track of Harry reading the story of The Happy Elf. In 2012, Harry starred in the Christmas movie Angels Sing, which also featured his duet with Willie Nelson on When I'm Home. And then, in 2022, Harry released his 4th Christmas album, 5th if you count the instrumental Happy Elf. This one was called Make It Merry, and it was available exclusively through Apple Music, and I think it still is. Make It Merry included 2 new original songs, title track, and On This Christmas Morning, as well as newly re-recorded takes on It Must Have Been Old Santa Claus and When My Heart Finds Christmas, among some others. Okay, I may have gotten a little off track here, as this was supposed to be about Winter Wonderland from the When Harry Met Sally soundtrack, but it seemed like it would have been a missed opportunity not to delve into Harry Connick Jr.'s rich Christmas music catalog. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to this podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put the link for that down in the show notes. So you can find us on your favorite streaming site, click on over, subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.